You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis is set to travel to Colombia from the 6th to the 11th of September. He will be the third pope to visit the Latin American nation, in the footsteps of Pope Paul VI in 1964 and Pope St. John Paul II in 1986. Francis begins his trip in the capital, Bogota, and will also visit the cities of Villavicencio, Medellin and Cartagena. It's a crucial moment for Colombia, which is in the throes of implementing a peace agreement with FARC rebels after a 52-year internal conflict that has left over 260,000 people dead, 60,000 unaccounted for, and over 7 million displaced. The former British ambassador to the Holy See, Nigel Baker, who currently heads the South America Department at the Foreign Office in London, told me that Pope Francis's visit there is an extremely important sign of encouragement for the nation's peace process and will help promote reconciliation.
I think his presence will be extremely important. I mean, for me, there are three key things for Pope Francis to do during his trip. It's acknowledgement, reconciliation, and encouragement. Acknowledgement is, in a sense, his presence is acknowledging the extraordinary progress, the extraordinary journey that Colombia has been on over the last few years. I think several years ago, if you asked most Colombians whether the FARC would have laid down its arms and converted itself from an armed struggle to a political party, they would have looked at you as if you're mad. Although, of course, still there are other groups and other criminal elements. The peace process is not over yet, but the extraordinary progress that has been made needs to be acknowledged. Acknowledged by the Nobel Prize Committee and has been acknowledged by the Pope coming to Colombia and, in a sense, blessing the work and the efforts of the peacemakers on all sides. The second thing, support for reconciliation. We know from our experience in Northern Ireland, in the UK, that no conflict is over until there has been some form of reconciliation between different parties to the conflict and all those involved. I think it's incredibly important that Pope Francis will be meeting victims of the conflict and leading prayer for national reconciliation when he's in Bogota. It's an essential element in taking a peace process forward and healing wounds following a conflict. And the third aspect, the encouragement, if you want to look at a report card of the peace process in Colombia, it would probably read, lots of progress made, but still a great deal of work to be done. It's one thing to sign the documents and say peace has now been assured, another thing to make certain that actually happens. That requires really hard work for the government, hard work for the different groups involved, hard work for the people of Colombia who have got used, in a sense, to a reality of conflict, and it's difficult to adjust and seize the opportunities that end of conflict offers. So I think the Pope coming, he'll be looking forward, I'm sure, rather than looking backwards, looking forward to the future work that has to be done, the implementing and the possibilities that real and genuine peace can achieve for Colombia.
Now, you yourself mentioned that the ELN is still negotiating an agreement, and there are other paramilitary groups that are active. So the wounds on Colombian society are very, very deep. Do you think the Colombian people will be able to overcome?
I think it's very tough. Again, if you look at a situation like Northern Ireland, we had years of troubles in Northern Ireland, Good Friday Agreement, and 20 years on, I don't think you can say that everything has been achieved that one would want to see achieved. Northern Ireland has made enormous strides, has made great progress, but there's still work to do. I think we can expect the same with Colombia. Inevitably, the initial euphoria with the peace agreement leads to people thinking, right, that's it, it's all solved, it's all done. But there's a huge amount of work to be done. But I really do think that the Colombian people have the capacity and the ability to turn the page, because this is what it's about. It's about turning a page from a difficult past and recognizing, and this is something that's, I think, something a common thread across all Colombians, recognizing the real opportunities for themselves, their country, looking ahead. I think Colombia has a really bright future in terms of economic development, in terms of cultural, social development, in terms of the the many possibilities that peace opens up for what is a beautiful country. And I think that the Pope's visit will help to reinforce the sense that with joint effort, with real focus, Colombia can achieve the real fruits and benefits of the end of conflict.
Pope Francis is the third pope to travel to Colombia after Pope Paul VI back in 1964, Pope John Paul II in 1986, and they both called on the leaders to work to lessen the huge gap between the rich and the poor. I have a feeling that Pope Francis will do the same. What do you think?
It wouldn't surprise me at all if he does exactly that. I mean, it has been a feature of his visits overseas, including his various trips to Latin America. One of the sources of conflict globally, but in Latin America particularly, has been the poor distribution of wealth, gap between rich and poor, and the failure, historic failure of governments to address that gap between the haves and have-nots. It has been an essential thread throughout Pope Francis' papacy. He has always insisted that dealing with issues of poverty and differences in wealth, it's not just an economic issue, it's actually about security as well. So coming to a country that's coming out of major conflict, I'm sure he will want to remind all those he speaks to that guns, it's about establishing a social and economic framework that prevents conflict re-emerging. And a key part of that will be around tackling poverty and seizing the economic opportunity that the space that Colombia has now given itself with peace provides that opportunity to really make something more of Colombian society, make much better society, and I'm sure these are going to be key messages from Pope Francis throughout his trip.
As someone who knows the country, can I ask you what other issues you think he might focus on?
I think that certainly Colombia will give him an extraordinary welcome. I'm very struck by the deep faith of Colombians. I suspect that one of the issues that has been a key issue for his pontificate, and it's something very important for Colombians, is the environmental concerns. When President Santos came to the United Kingdom last year on his state visit, working together to tackle climate change, tackle deforestation, to strengthen support biodiversity, to find environmental ways of developing the economy, were all issues that were discussed in some depth. And I can imagine that Pope Francis, with his deep care for the planet and his recognition that we are custodians of the planet, will want to address, particularly in the context of Colombia, which has a large part of Colombia, of the country, which is Amazonian, is one of the most biodiverse countries in the world, and has the potential to be a world leader in this area.
Thank you very, very much. Is there anything you'd like to add to that, or any extra hope you may have for this visit?
My hope, my certainty, is that Pope Francis will be extremely well received, and that Colombians who have different political views, there are Colombians with different religious views. It is a country that has been divided, and there are political divisions that continue in Colombia. My hope that Pope Francis' visit will show Colombians that they have much more in common in looking forward to the future of their country than the things that divide them, and will bring the different positions a little bit narrower, bring Colombians a little bit closer together.
That was Nigel Baker, former British ambassador to the Holy See, head of the South America Department at the Foreign Office in London.